FM 906 West and County Road 35, 710 BOY, GMC.
In Texas, roughly 80% of all counties have a Crime Stoppers program. They offer education, training, and resources to law enforcement agencies and the general public with the underlying theme that stopping crime is the responsibility of every citizen. The 25-year history of Lamar County Crime Stoppers in Northeast Texas has been overwhelmingly successful, resulting in the arrest of more than 1,800 individuals, the clearing of over 3,400 cases, and the paying out of over $270,000 in rewards. Matt Birch is the crime prevention officer with the Paris Police Department and Lamar County Crime Stoppers coordinator.
My job as coordinator is basically being the liaison between the department and the community, between basically local law enforcement and the community board of directors for Crime Stoppers. And my job as a liaison is to manage the tips, keep track of the tips, make sure the detectives get the tips, and when something's been solved, they give me the information so I can recommend some sort of reward to the board.
Let's face it, some people don't want to talk to the police for whatever reason. That's where Crime Stoppers comes in. It gives those people an avenue to report what they know to law enforcement. And the act of submitting a tip is done so in a way that provides guaranteed anonymity. Lamar County Crime Stoppers Board Chairman Johnny Williams.
When they call, they're issued a code number. That code number is what we base our tip reward on. And then the tip reward number is put on the check. And when I drop the checks off at the bank, that's the last time I see them. The tipster will then contact our coordinator and verify the code number with the coordinator, and the coordinator will tell him that his check is ready at Bank A.
Williams added that through the process, nobody will actually see a tipster's face or hear a tipster's name. The Crime Stoppers Board meets once a month to, among other things, review submitted tips that have resulted in arrests and to allocate reward money to the tipster based on a number of factors: how reliable the tip actually was, how many times the tipster has reported, and how serious the offense. Surveillance video captures two white males breaking and entering into a Paris convenience store back in October. Both appear in their late teens, one of which uses a heavy object of some sort to break the glass door. The two quickly entered, and one of the men ducked behind the counter to grab an unknown piece of merchandise, while the other exited carrying two cases of alcohol. The Lamar County Crime Stoppers website, 785-TIPS or tips.com, is a valuable tool for fighting crime. You can view surveillance footage of certain crimes, read about other unsolved cases, learn more about how to submit a tip and the reward process, and even find out about one of the latest crime-stopping tools, the iPhone Tip Submit app. On June 11th, Lamar County Crime Stoppers hosts its 22nd annual Charity Rodeo event, the organization's major fundraiser of the year, with donations to go toward administrative costs. So where does the reward money come from? Again, Board Chairman Johnny Williams.
One thing that people may not know is that when a person is placed on probation, part of the probation fees that he pays to the probation office go to Crime Stoppers. So basically what it boils down to is that the criminal who got put on probation, part of his probation fees by going back into the reward fund, the criminals are paying for people to provide tips against them. So they're actually playing to get themselves caught.
Reward money can also be generated through a grant from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office. However, those funds are not guaranteed every year. Part of that money is dedicated to the county's campus Crime Stoppers programs at Paris, North Lamar, and Chisholm ISDs, which helps cover expenses for sending students and sponsors to the annual conference in Odessa.
When you go to something like that and you see those kids and you see how interested they are, it gives you faith in our future. It really does.
Having recovered over $2 million worth of property and removed nearly $900,000 worth of drugs from the streets since its inception, Lamar County Crime Stoppers continues to show they're a valuable asset to the community. Officer Matt Birch says while it's hard to prove if Crime Stoppers prevents crime, it's easy to tell that it's gotten the attention of the public.
I know for a fact it helps draw awareness to crime. Crime does occur in the community. Paris has the stereotypical aspect of a quiet town, but there's plenty that goes on here. So if it does one thing, it draws awareness to crime in the community and lets people know, hey, this stuff is happening, so we need to do what we can to be more aware and to take steps to protect ourselves.
Tips can be reported to Lamar County Crime Stoppers by calling 903-785-TIPS or by visiting 785tips.com. The information you provide is anonymous and can go a long way in fighting the good fight. Remember, stopping crime is the responsibility of every citizen.
We give all the credit to the community. The community has been huge for us. The community is the one that started this program, and they run it still today.
For KETR News, I'm Scott Harvey.